Message number 23. Persecution of genuine visionaries. Monday, November 29, 2010 at 12:48. My daughter, write this to warn the world of the persecution being inflicted on my chosen souls sent to the world to impart the truth in order to save souls in advance of my second coming. You will notice that my chosen visionaries, seers and prophets are the ones who will be rejected outright over and above the false prophets. These beautiful souls of mine, chosen for their simple devotion, will suffer in union with me the rejection that I suffered at the hands of mankind. Those who suffer in me with me and because of me are the genuine prophets. They are the souls who will be tormented, treated with contempt and condemned outright on my behalf. They will also be rejected by my own church, though not by all my sacred servants. Devout followers who follow my teachings closely will also be tempted to reject them until in time the truth will slowly dawn on them. Since the beginning of time, when I chose to send prophets into the world out of my divine mercy to remind you all of my teachings, very few were believed at first. Many were scorned and viewed to be suffering from a vivid imagination depression or simply condemned as being deluded. Most of these prophets were themselves overwhelmed when they experienced their first divine encounter. Many of them doubted these mystical experiences for some time before they accepted the authenticity of them. They were slow to reveal their experiences to any. It took them time to accept. All of my chosen souls, while accepting their calling, were reluctant to reveal the messages or instructions from me even to those sacred servants of mine, including nuns, priests, bishops, and cardinals. They felt in awe of these people and knew in their hearts that the questions imposed on them would be very difficult to deal with. Many who were called did not reveal their messages and used prayer and personal suffering to carry out their duty to me. Others who did reveal the messages as instructed by my Blessed Mother and I were not believed. It was only through the divine manifestations which became evident in time that they were believed. I urge all my followers to listen to your heart. Look at the messages imparted by my precious visionaries and seers. These messages are being given to you out of pure love to help guide you and save souls. That is the objective. If you decide that they are not of divine origin, pray for guidance. If you decide that they are, then pray for my visionaries that they will be listened to. Now let me warn you of the signs to watch out for when my genuine visionaries are persecuted in my name. Followers of the deceiver, seeing their light, will target them not lightly but with a viciousness that will take your breath away. Not only will they torment them through ridicule, but they will go to tremendous lengths to discredit them and all in my name. The pain that my disciples suffer is nothing to the pain that it causes me. My suffering has reached such a level in recent times that I am reliving all over again the terrible torture I endured when I died for your sins, all sins for all mankind, including those who torment me and my visionaries, including those murderers, those people who publicly deny me and boast about it, and for the terrible evil in the world at present. Please listen to my visionaries. You will feel it in your hearts when you hear the truth. Please do not fall into the trap of those who persecuted the visionaries of my Blessed Mother, including Saint Bernadette or my little children at Fatima. They were treated with the utmost disrespect, especially by my sacred servants. They are the ones who hurt the most when my divine manifestations are given to mankind out of love. My heart suffers more when they do not believe in the supernatural divine nor recognize it when it is presented to them. Please pray for my visionaries and especially my visionaries whose messages cannot be denied for the love they show and the warnings they contain, for they are my true visionaries. You will recognize them by the insults, slander, torment and abuse they receive at the hands of my children. If you look at the abuse they receive and then look at the lies that are spread about them in such a demeaning way, you will then have to ask yourself, if this person has been tormented so far and not believed, why does the abuse continue so harshly? Then you will have your answer. Pray to the Holy Spirit for guidance in discerning my true prophets, visionaries and seers from the rest who are deceiving you. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.